Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm your host, Ray Graff. Do you have wanderlust? London, Paris, Rome, Sydney, Antarctica? The world is a big place full of adventure just waiting for you. Whether you're a seasoned world traveler or you're venturing out for the first time, there's a bit of planning that has to be done before you leave home. Some folks do it themselves. Some go to the professionals, the travel agents. We happen to have a travel agent here and a personal vacation planner in the studio with us. Cindy McKean has been a travel agent for 35 years. She owns and operates McGeary's Travel in Albany, which started in 1991. She specializes in honeymoons and foreign independent tours of Europe, but she can help you book everything from a cruise to a safari. So if you're planning a trip, or even if you're not, ask your questions now. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Now, you can also comment on our website. There's a Vox Pop page, wamc.org/VoxPop. You can check in on Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. We have a post there. You can tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or email voxpop@wamc.org. But we do love your calls. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice. You know, in talking to you before the show, I could tell you have a passion for this. This is what you love.
I do.
You do what you love.
I do what I love. I love my job, and I love to make people's adventures come true.
What fascinates you so much about traveling?
Just the experience of different cultures and sights, food.
Yeah.
Just the whole everything.
In the billboard that Jessica wrote for me, she mentioned Antarctica. Have you been there?
I have not.
Are you going?
It's not on the top of my bucket list.
And what is on the top of your bucket list?
Right now, Greece.
Okay. You've never been?
I have never been to Greece. Portugal. I'd love to do the wine trail.
Nice.
Another one that I should have done but haven't is the canyons in the USA. So
nice.
I'd love
tour.
To do a road trip out there or a tour once I get out there. Oh, gosh. Australia. New Zealand.
So you have some places that you need to go.
I do. The way that I say it is I've only been halfway around the world.
Fair enough. Well, has, you know, 9/11 was such a pivotal moment. Has it changed to more domestic travel? I mean, have you seen the business shift since that day?
I have seen the business shift to people definitely taking more car trips in the beginning.
Mm.
But I think air travel is coming back. People are not as afraid as they were in the beginning. TSA has definitely lightened up a little bit, so it is easier.
Has it gone from people being afraid to people being not wanting to deal with the hassles?
Yes. Yes.
And it's still a hassle, though, isn't it?
It is still a hassle, but I tell people, make it easy on yourself. Don't carry anything that's questionable. If it's questionable to you, it might be questionable to them. Just check everything, be done with it. You know, I tell guys, get dressed at the airport, put your belts on when you get past TSA, and really make it easy.
Well, 1-800-348-2551 is the number. We talk travel today with Cindy McKeon, and any travel question you have, we'd love to hear it. 800-348-2551. Before we get to the calls, back to the post 9/11 era, that must have been a hellish time to be in this business.
It was. It actually pretty much died out. I mean, we had several trips that people were booked on. They did have to make the decision of whether they still wanted to go. I did really try to reassure as a travel agent that this was probably one of the safest times we could have traveled.
Yeah.
Most of the clients did decide to go and, of course, came back and said, you know, it was a, you know, small group or it was quiet. Talked about a little bit of their experiences of, you know, they were told that they were brave Americans if they were going overseas and that kind of thing. But it, for about 2 years, it took really for business to come back as usual.
You mentioned as we were chatting in the green room that if I wanted to go to Africa, you're really not the expert, but you have people in the office who do that. And I got thinking, there have to be some places where you, as a travel agent, have to say, you know, maybe now is not a good time to go.
Yes.
I'm not saying Africa in general, but there have to be some spots in the world where hey, you know, maybe you think of another place.
Right. Yeah, if somebody, you know, comes to us and wants to do a really exotic destination, you know, we definitely will, if we don't know about it, you know, I'm pretty much up front and say, you know, that's really not my expertise. But I do have 12 agents that work for me, and pretty much out of the 12 of us, somebody has been somewhere. But we also look at the State Department warnings, because if you start out with a State Department warning, right off the bat, your travel insurance doesn't mean anything, because we can't sell a destination that already has a warning. And if it has a warning, I'm not sending any place that somebody is not going to be safe.
So North Korea would be off the list.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just heard about a couple of tourists who were arrested and they're there now. What would make someone want to go?
Some people just either their heritage, or they've heard about it, or they've read a book and they are intrigued with it. I don't know. We at McGeary's mostly do a lot of the mainstream things that people want to do. We don't really get a lot of requests for some, you know, oddball stuff.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about you yesterday because there was a press release from the Albany Airport, and they have set up a new open to the public money exchange where you can get money, any currency, pretty much in the world. And so that's also a factor, too, in when you travel, making sure that you have an ability to pay as you go.
Absolutely. We recommend that everybody uses their ATM machine, just like you would do here. You can either fly into, you know, Africa or Europe. Sometimes we'll sell a multi-destination tour of Europe, and there might even be two or three currencies just on that one tour.
Yeah.
So they can just simply put their ATM card in the machine, and it spits out whatever currency in the country.
Pretty handy. Let's go to the phones. Kristen in Catskill. Kristen, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So it's funny you talked about being afraid to fly. My husband is very afraid to fly, and I've been trying to get him to go to Europe, and he's trying to convince me to take a freight ship. They sell passenger tickets on a freight ship to go to Europe and then to do sort of a longer trip with our children. And I have a job where I can work from anywhere, so it's possible. But I was wondering if you know anything about taking boats as a means of transportation.
That's old school.
And any advice first? Yeah, like old school. And any advice? I mean, I would like to drug him personally, but he won't let me do that.
Nice. Okay. Well, what do you think, Cindy?
Well, that's always first on our list, drugs, or, you know, give him a couple drinks. But if he won't do that, I don't have much experience in freighter travel, but I do have a lot of experience in selling Cunard. I just had some very good clients take the crossing for the first time. They had never cruised. I thought they were being very adventurous and, you know, taking a 7-night, most of the days at sea. They took it right out of New York, and they sailed into Southampton. So as far as luxury on your end, because you really want a vacation out of it, that might be an alternative. But as far as freighter travel goes, I don't have any experience in that. I know that, you know, 20 years ago it was really popular. I do know that they have quarters for it, but they're not very nice. And it is really, it's a long travel. So I guess my thing that you need to really figure out with him, what are his fears? Is it the claustrophobia? Is it height? Is it not being in control? Because those are the things that you need to address, because even freighter travel, you know, you have actually a couple of those even on a boat.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, but I would just drug them.
Nice. That's the advice of a professional, Kristen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good You're luck. Welcome.
Freighter travel, that must take an awfully long time.
It does. And I believe the way that freighter travel works is, you know, it's kind of like shipping your car to Florida. They tell you you're going to be there on Tuesday, and you might not be there until the following Tuesday.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned Cunard. That's a big cruise ship or
beautiful.
A big ocean liner.
Yeah.
So they still have them.
They do.
And how long does it take to get across the Atlantic?
A week.
1 week. Full luxury and everything else?
Unbelievable.
Casino on board and
white
whatnot?
White glove service. Unbelievable lectures and talks that are incredible. I just had a couple of my clients from Stony Creek go, and they loved it.
Okay, well, we don't really talk prices on the show, but put it in perspective for me. As compared to a transatlantic flight, how much more is something like that?
Not much more.
Really?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
I'm not too crazy about flying myself. Let's go to Scott in Cambridge. Scott, you're on.
Hello. My question today is dental vacations or medical vacations in general. Any experience in that line?
Now, what is that?
A dental vacation. To, say, go to Cancun for 2 weeks and get half a dozen root canals and sip a Mai Tai through a straw, because that's all you can do anyway.
Wow.
Well, wow. I haven't had anybody do anything like that. I have had a woman go to Mexico and had her eyeliner tattooed on once. Because it was less expensive. And I've had, of course, a lot of people go over the border to Canada to get their eyes done. But as far as dental work, that's not anything that a travel agent would do. Again, I don't know how I ever did my job without Google. I probably would Google medical travel agents or something like that. And again, we would leave it to that might be their expertise and their professionalism. The other thing is, if you're finding a dentist that you feel comfortable with, chances are he's already working with an agent.
Good. I hadn't thought of asking the dentist about travel agents. I have spoken with dentists in Mexico, and quite a few of them are AMA certified here in the U.S., and it's no big deal. And I mean, I had a quote for $4,000 and a single crown up here, and down there it was $500. So quite a cost difference.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a break here, Scott, but thank you very much for an interesting call. We talk travel today with Cindy McKean. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Back in a moment.
Support comes from Kingsway Community, Schenectady, New York, offering a continuum of care and services to area seniors since 1975, including independent living apartments, home care, and more. KingswayCommunity.com. Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires. AshfieldStone.com. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, Warwick, New York. A Hudson River Valley bookseller specializing in new and vintage books, plus collectibles and curiosities. Open 7 days a week, yeoldwarwickbookshop.com. Snow Farm Summer, Williamsburg, Massachusetts. The New England Craft School program for high school students, glass blowing, ceramics, digital art, and more. 2 or 4 week sessions, small group instruction, snowfarm.org. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York. Presenting its Wildlife Talk series Wednesdays in July, topics including wolves, raptors, forest health, and connectivity. LGLC.org.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Cindy McKean is here. She has been in the travel game for 35 years, and we're learning quite a bit about travel today and the state of travel and how perhaps it's changed. How has it changed the most in the 35 years you've done this?
Oh, gosh, it's so much easier.
Why? Computers?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that the main reason?
Oh, yeah. I used to work 35 years ago at the old John G. Myers department store downtown, in the back room, with books that I would have to change the pages, and it was called tariffs when everything was regulated. And I thought, oh, this is not, I don't know if I like this job. But then, you know, computers came and we were all afraid of them. Like, we would make a reservation, we'd still call the airline and make sure that they had it.
Right.
And then, of course, we got over that really quick.
So that was about the time you started in 91, right? That's when the computers really started hitting.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
And then, you know, Google. I mean, I have to say, honestly, sometimes if somebody's asking me about a resort I never heard or an island about never heard, I mean, I can pretty much Google as they're speaking about it. I will never really make anything up. I'm pretty, don't really like to sell what we don't know.
Yeah.
And we're pretty honest. But computers are the way to go.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Jen in Albany. Jen, you're on.
Hi, Cindy. I use a travel agent for my honeymoon to Bora Bora, and I thought it was a great resource. I hear a lot from my friends, though, that using a travel agent costs more money, and why don't I just book it on the internet? And, I mean, something like Bora Bora, obviously I was going to use somebody who knew what they were doing. But I was just wondering if you could kind of debunk or tell me, do travel agents charge more, or is, you know, kind of the truth behind it?
No, Jen, thanks for the call. Travel agents don't charge any more than what you would normally see. A lot of times we'll save you money, time, and effort. And we'll also know the particulars, not so much to Bora Bora, but let's say there's visas involved, or if we had just gotten an advisory on that hotel, we don't like it. As far as your airline goes, if there's schedule changes, we'll keep on top of it. As far as the hotel goes, we can put the requests in. The travel agent makes it easier. Sometimes if you'll Google something, you'll come up with so many different hotels and you have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
You know, which hotel would you recommend? And of course, we always have to qualify our clients to find out, are you, you know, low rise, high rise? You want the overwater bungalow? You know, what kind of traveler are you and what have you traveled in the past? Mm-hmm. But we do not charge any more money.
But where's your profit margin then?
We get paid by the supplier. So if you book directly through the supplier, they make more money. But we get paid from the supplier.
Okay.
We do not make money on airlines, though. So unless we're building that in a package, we do get paid the full package. If we're pulling it apart and doing an airline ticket and the land, we do have to service fee the airline ticket a little bit because we just need to be paid for all the schedule changes and everything. If you book a ticket in September, you know, by October, we might have had to change that ticket five times.
Yeah.
So as far as your answering your question, Jen, no, you do not pay any more. Chances are the experience will be better and you'll be dealing with a human. So even though
that's
we love
exactly
computers, we all love humans.
Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. On line two, it's Frank in Canaan, Connecticut. Frank, you're up.
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're on.
Hey, we're planning a trip to Italy next year, but we'd like to fly into Paris and take trains down to Rome eventually, and then fly home from Rome. And how do you book a ticket, an air ticket, from different destinations?
You call your travel agent.
Oh, well, that's a cop-out. Let's have a real answer here.
The real answer is that's called what we call an open jaw. So you're going to be flying into one city and out of another, so it's considered a multi-destination. And then, of course, you'll need, you know, if you're going to do the train thing, you have to weigh out whether you're going to do a point-to-point train ticket or you would do a train pass. That part, you know, we would sort of find out where you're going, when you're going, how many times are you going to hop on the train, and that tells us whether you need a pass or you just need point-to-points.
River cruises are big now, too, right?
They are.
Frank, you got a follow-up?
Yes. Does it make more sense to do a round trip to Paris and then just a one-way ticket back from Rome to Paris?
No, because then what you're doing is you're backtracking. So unless money and time is really not an issue, you don't really need to go back over what you've already done. I mean, you can always do a different route. It's just like hopping in your car, you drive, you know, Route 9 one way and take the north way back. You can always do that. But it doesn't really save you any money as far as those two cities.
It's not cheaper to get a round trip?
No. Okay. No, because an open jaw is still considered a round trip.
All right. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Frank, thanks a lot. 1-800-348-2551. Cindy McKean is here, and I don't believe we've ever had a travel expert on this program before. Seems to be an interesting topic. Nikki in Albany. Nikki. Hello, Nikki. Are you there?
My name is Vicky. I don't know. Whether...
Oh, it's Vicky. Oh, I'm sorry. It says Nikki. I apologize. I'll call you whatever you want, though, Vicky.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to be flying round trip through Paris. and then going down to really spending time in Portugal. And my question is train service really good, especially within Portugal?
It is. Portugal and Spain is funny because out of the countries that I think there are so many trains, there's definitely trains and you can do it. Some of the other countries definitely have more trains, but as long as you know the cities that you're going to, it can definitely all be mapped out ahead of time. And again, as I had said before, depending on how many destinations you want to go to, depends on whether we do point-to-point or a pass.
Right. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Good luck. I want to go to Portugal, too.
That's on your list. Let's go to Nancy in Montgomery. Nancy, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to talk to send a message to the guy who wants to travel by freight.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you off speaker.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And after September 11th, I didn't want to fly, so we took our family to Florida by train, which I've done several times before, but the entire time I was in Florida, all I did was try to book a plane home, and I've flown ever since.
Oh, so, you don't like train travel? I love train
travel.
I
love train travel, but I think as once you get past a certain point in the South, the service is not as good, and they ran out of food, and other than that, it was okay, but I would never do it again.
One way is the way to go, right?
That's right, one way. And also, Portugal, the trains were fine. I was there 2 years ago. Great place to go, and you should get there.
Yes, okay. I'm gonna.
Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, my father never liked to fly. So we took trains, and we took a train across the country to Washington State, and I got to say, that was the most memorable trip I ever had as a kid. Just watching, you know, the Grand Tetons and everything else roll by in the observation car. A lifetime of memories. Of course, this is 40 years ago, but the train accommodations were amazing. Have they changed?
They're still great. They still have the dome cars in some of the, you know, different portions of it. And there is packages, actually, that you can take the train one way and you can fly home. And I think that's more popular than people thinking they want to go round trip.
Mm.
Now, if there's an issue that you don't want to fly, then yes, you would take it round trip. But it is long, but you can also stop. You know, you can go from here to Chicago and stop.
Yeah.
And then you can stop pretty much all the way. I think for people that are on more of a short time schedule as far as, you know, a period of time, it's better probably than to fly. But it is intriguing to take the train one way and then fly home. I think that's a great way to go.
I have heard of an amazing trip, and I don't know if they still do it, across Canada.
Yes.
And is that still available?
Yeah, Canada. It's a great trip into, you know, British Columbia, and, you know, you go out there, Lake Louise, Banff, Vancouver, and unbelievable.
1-800-348-2551 is the number. Cindy McKean is our guest. We talk travel. Let's go to, I can't read your, Lowe, is it?
Laurel. Laurel, MSA. Hi.
You're on. How are you?
I'm great. And I'm so glad that I tuned in to hear this show, because I just wanted to put in a plug for travel agents.
Well, all right.
You're welcome. I've been traveling all my life. I started flying when everybody dressed up to fly.
Oh.
And JFK was Idlewild a long time now. And when I started, of course, my parents were making all the arrangements, but then I went into a profession that required a lot of traveling, and we worked with travel agents, and then everything got deregulated, and computers came in, and I started doing all that myself. It can be done, you can do it all yourself, and you can have perfectly satisfactory results, but when one works with a travel agent, you have somebody to call if things aren't quite working.
Hmm.
Or if flights get changed, somebody will call you. And whatever measly little surcharge travel agents put on top of what you might have paid is so worth it. I cannot encourage people enough to get retro and go back to using a good travel agent.
Oh, thank you so much.
It makes for incredible peace of mind. And regardless of what I can find out on my computer, the agent can always find something that I missed.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
And you always have somebody to complain to. You can call up and say, hey, what happened here?
Right.
And do you get that?
That is true. However, I have to say that I have found that on the trips when I've been able to use a travel agent, there's been a whole lot less to complain about.
Right. And, you know, the other thing, though, when we send somebody away, we tell them, please call us and tell us all the good. But, you know, we also need to hear if there's any bad, because if there is bad, we either need to, you know, contact the hotel or we need to address it. Or it's good to hear that because maybe that's a hotel that we used to love and sell a lot, but things go bad. Management changes, housekeeping changes. So we also need to hear the good and the bad. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Carry on with a great show.
You say this was Laurel Messé?
That's correct.
How's the singing? What are you doing?
I'm still singing. I'm teaching. I'm writing.
Wow.
I'm still around.
I mean,
I went away for a while, but I came back.
It's nice to hear from you.
Oh, maybe
thank
you need
you.
To be a group leader.
Well, all right. Laurel, thanks
a
lot. Thank you for calling.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
Bye. Let's go to Aliza in Niskayuna. Aliza.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm like... Yeah, I got a big family, and we're traveling out to California this summer.
Yeah.
And what's the best thing to do about hotels when you're traveling with a family of six or seven?
Well, I think it's always nice to do. There's so many different kind of suite properties as far as, you know, Residence Inn and Homewood Suites. I think that's a great option, because a lot of the embassies are kind of, you know, you have that two bathrooms, and it's one thing everybody says, oh, we don't care about when we sleep. Well, you care about when you wake up in the morning and everybody wants to get out and you've got one bathroom.
Yeah.
So I prefer any kind, you know, look at a hotel that has any kind of like a one bedroom suite. I think free breakfast is great these days. There's really a lot of hotels. We don't really need to sell hotels anymore without breakfast, because that's key, especially when you're traveling with six people. And then the other thing is, if you're traveling for a week and you're actually staying in one spot, you might want to even look at renting some sort of an apartment or a house. So that might be a couple options that you could do, but definitely suites and hotels if you feel like you want to, you know, be able to walk downstairs and have a restaurant and that kind of thing.
Do you know of any that have two bedrooms? Because when you have four kids that are kind of big, that one bedroom doesn't work.
How old are the kids, Aliza?
17, 15, 12, and 9.
And what part of California?
We're going to Las Vegas, and we're renting a van, and we're doing a loop. We're driving down to San Diego and up the Pacific Coast, east, over to the National Park, Yosemite, and back down through Death Valley and back to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Well, there definitely are the Marriott's and the Hilton properties all have one and two bedrooms. And under those two umbrellas are a lot of what I'm talking about, Fairfield, Springfield, Residence, that kind of thing. So I would maybe go on to either of those websites. Now, as far as once you get into Yosemite, you need to, if you're doing that this summer, you need to hop on that right away. But I was just the other day doing a tour. I had two clients that didn't want to do an escorted. And there are several you can probably rent a cabin for when you get into the national parks. But then again, you really are late for this summer. But if you get right on it, you'll find something. And maybe what I suggest in that way is look at the dates of that first, because then maybe you can piece the rest around the hard part. California should be the easy part. So always take the hard part and piece it around that.
That's good advice.
Oh, thank you so much. That is good advice.
Aliza, I am with you because I have seven in my family, and it is ridiculous to try to work something like this out. When we go to Maine, I have to find the largest cottage in the place on the beach, because how are you going to get seven people in there? So I totally sympathize with you. My wife came from a large family, and she said one time they went out west and they rented a Winnebago. And she recounts the story with a combination of nostalgia and absolute horror. But I mean, that's another thing you could consider.
The Griswolds. Griswold
yeah,
vacation.
Something like that. Aliza, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. Joe in Pittsfield. Joe.
Hi. Ray, and thanks for taking my
Cindy,
call.
Yep.
I have a question about car rentals in Europe, and maybe it applies to other countries as well. But I'm wondering about how successful you think a traveler would be in asking them to modify or strike some of the terms in a rental contract. One in particular, which I've met in both Hertz and Eurocar, is their ability to charge your credit card without you seeing it for answering a question about a possible traffic infraction.
Wow.
You know about that one?
Well, I can't say I do, and I don't really guess at anything.
This is in Europe?
Here's what happened to me lately. Every time I rent a car in Europe, and I've done it several times, I am extremely careful and very attentive to local traffic regulations. I know you're on candy camera there all the time. And I never speed or mispark or any of that like that. The last time I was in Italy, I know I didn't break the law, but I got a bill for 50 euros from Hertz, not from the Italian police. And when I questioned it, they said it was in my contract that if the Italian police call Hertz about a possible infraction, I pay Hertz 50 euros.
Wow.
A service charge. So my question is, any knowledge or experience, excuse me, with having travelers strike that clause in the contract before they sign it?
Yes. What you want to do is when you rent a car, it doesn't matter where you are or any of these wild terms and conditions.
Yes.
You always want to put that car on your credit card that has the most insurance.
It was on my Chase credit card.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to call Chase.
And they advocated for me.
Okay. And they took it off.
And the resolution was you signed the contract and accepted that term.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, so one thing I would do is I would get rid of that Chase rent-a-car, that Chase credit card. And I say that because there are credit cards out there that they should not have done that.
Okay.
Without proof, they should have had something else.
Okay, and a note from our legal department. We're not actually advocating that you get rid of any business.
Okay, sorry.
Just for entertainment purposes only. Hey, Zach, let's take a break. 1-800-348-2551. Everything will be fine. We'll be back coming up.
Support comes from Sunflower Natural Foods Market Woodstock, with a second location for fresh organic produce, natural foods, health and beauty products, now open in Rhinebeck on Garden Street behind the Upstate Films and Gabby's, on Facebook and sunflowernatural.com. Interim Healthcare, announcing summer solstice on the Helderberg Hudson Rail Trail, June 22nd, noon to 3 p.m., supporting the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy, mohawkhudson.org. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences of all ages for the Capital District and beyond. 518-580-8080. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. And Lucky Chocolates, Saugerties, New York, organic and fair trade truffles and treats, seasonal chocolates, LuckyChocolates.com.
Fox Pop on WAMC, 1-800-348-2551. Cindy McKeon is here, who has been in the travel business for some 35 years, has owned and operated McGeary's Travel in Albany since 1991, and an interesting program. Learned quite a bit so far. Let's go back to the phones. Stephanie on line 2 in the Hudson Valley. Stephanie, you're up.
Hi there. I know a bit or two about travel. I actually have two nationally syndicated radio shows about travel, and I was very interested. It's very nice to hear you talking about travel. And that to respond to the lady that was a big family traveling around from flying into Vegas and heading to California.
Yeah.
There's a couple of places she might be interested in that no matter what the ages of the people in the family, they'll all kind of enjoy themselves and have space. And one of them is right on the California-Nevada border, where you have Lake Tahoe, where one side of the street is California and the other side of the street is Nevada. And you'll find the the Lake Tahoe Resort, which used to be, until not too long ago, an Embassy Suites. It was originally built to be an Embassy Suites, and it's right on the lake. And you just, like, walk across the street, and you're in the other state. Very cool.
Okay.
So in the Embassy Suites, you have a bedroom and a living room, and the sofa bed opens up. And if they got one or two rooms adjacent to one another or adjoining, they'd accommodate everybody comfortably.
Yeah.
And going down, if they're headed for San Diego, they're more than likely going to stop in Yosemite, and they mentioned Yosemite. There's a group called the Redwood Vacation Rentals. They rent out these marvelous, you know, I hate to hesitate to call them cabins, but they're kind of, they're in the woods, they're babbling creeks running by. We stayed in one that was 2,200 square feet with a 1,300 square foot wraparound deck.
Nice.
With a hot tub on it. They're very reasonable to rent, and the one we were in had four bedrooms, living room, dining room, fireplace, kitchen. So you've got all the amenities of home, and you are, you know, in the best location in the middle of Yosemite.
Okay.
And the Sierras. Fabulous.
Terrific.
Hey, that's great.
Thank you, Stephanie. Let's go to Barb in New Baltimore. Hiya, Barb.
Hi.
You're on.
I just wanted to comment on the train travel.
Yeah.
I think I'm on my way to New York from up north, and I live right across the border from Canada. And I think maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I went across Canada on the Via Rail.
Mm-hmm.
To Vancouver. I had to go to a conference, and then I flew home. And I went by myself. It was unbelievably marvelous.
I
had a little roomette, they called, a little, it had a window, and they put the seat down at night. The food was wonderful. The wine wasn't so good, but you could have the beer anyway. And they had observation decks, and they had cars, and they had social activities like scavenger hunts on the train, and you got to know other people on the train. It was magnificent.
Oh, that sounds great.
I completely agree. It is a great trip.
And you've taken that as well, Cindy?
I have not.
Well, I want to do that.
I have sent many people on it, but it's the service is great. The conductors are great. Everybody makes you feel safe and comfortable.
How long does it take to get across Canada?
I got onto the train in Toronto at, I believe, 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday night. And arrived at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning in Vancouver.
Oh, such fun. Thank you.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Hey, Barb, thanks a lot. That's, you know, that sounds like something to do, although I imagine it's probably not cheap.
It depends on how dramatic, you know, what kind of accommodations you take.
I expect very good accommodations.
Well, with a family of seven, you're going to have half the train.
I'll put them in the caboose. Let's go to Bill in New Paltz. Bill, you're on.
Oh, hi. My family and I are going to go to Italy this summer. We bought the Omnia Pass for Rome, which seems to get us into sites possibly more cheaply, but some sites without the same need for reservations one might need. We're about to purchase the Firenze card. It does it in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Are these good ideas? Not? What's your take on this?
They are. The only thing when you're buying these passes, you just want to make sure that it does include a lot of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure that when you read it, like read the fine print, so it gets you the entrance, but make sure that like you don't have to pay for the reservation. So like a lot of times when you say in Florence, you know, you definitely want to do like skip the line.
Right. That's what it says it will do.
Okay, good. And then just make sure that you do make your reservation. So you're going to buy this card, but then you still will have to make a reservation so that you have a day and a time. But no,
okay.
I think they're great. I've done it myself, like even in Boston and New York City.
Okay. Well, you know, my wife has looked at most of this. It would seem that you don't have to make reservations. You arrive and you get to skip the line somehow.
That I would probably want to just double check. If you know, want to send me an email or something just with the name of your card, I'd be happy to double check it for you.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, that's
by
fine.
The way, I forgot to ask for your contact information, so let's do it right now. You have an email address and a website, and let's do that.
I do. So we are mcgeerystravel.com. That's mcgeerystravel.com. And I am Cindy at mcgeerystravel.com, C-I-N-D-Y.
mcgeerystravel.com, M-C-G-E-A-R-Y-S, travel1word.com. And you're Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y.
Right, and it's actually M-C-G-E-A-R-Y-S, travel.com.
Well, I had hoped I had said that. Perhaps I didn't.
Well, I think you just missed
Bill.
An A.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. We talk travel today with Cindy McKean. Florida still king as far as domestic travel?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Florida.
Disney still doing business?
Absolutely. Yes, they do it great. It's one of the top destinations in the U.S., I want to say Disney, Vegas, New Orleans, California.
And I've heard Vegas has tailed off a bit and due to the Great Recession, quote unquote.
It has, but it's still a blast. I mean, you still have to go at least once in your lifetime and, you know, go to the top of the Rio Hotel and look at those lights are incredible.
Yeah, and I understand you can still get some good, great packages.
Oh, absolutely. Hotels, they're giving the hotels away. I think if anything in Vegas has happened, I think the restaurants and food has gotten more expensive.
Yeah.
And it's because of all the great chefs are all opening restaurants.
And I think that the sort of let's bring the gamblers here has changed to a more let's bring the families here, and there's a lot more to do and a lot more revenue streams for those operators there.
There is. They really did try to make it more of a family resort. I tend not to want to bring the kids there. I think they're still there when you walk down the street. I don't think kids need to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
But definitely it's adult playland.
You sound like you're smiling when you say that, so it sounds like fun. Chris in Albany. Chris, you're on.
Yes, I wanted to give a suggestion to the guy who got charged from the rental company when he rented in Italy.
All right.
And what I usually do is every time I travel, and I go to Europe very often, is I use one credit card, and when I get back to the States, I pay off the balance and close the card as soon as I can.
Oh,
so
good one.
It's never will reflect on my balance.
All right. So basically, you got a little muffled there, but you said you just close the card when you get back.
That is correct. And I had the same thing that happened to me in the past, and this way I prevent from being charged like the guy did when he was in Italy.
Cindy, what do you think?
That's a great idea. I have to remember that one, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's go over to Denise in Schenectady. Hi, Denise.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. You're on.
Great. I'm wondering, I'm going to be working in Jamaica for 6 weeks and living there, and I'm divorced and wondering about maybe a place for singles to go. I know there's a lot of vacation spots for singles, but some are kind of cheesy and some are really nice. I wonder if Cindy had any recommendations.
Well, what part of Jamaica are you working in?
Ooh, it's going to be downtown, and I should know the name of the city, but I don't.
Mo Bay, Montego Bay, Negril, Kingston, Ocho Rios?
I believe it's Ocho Rios.
Okay. So in Ocho Rios, there is a great place called Rooms. It's a non-inclusive property, and it's very laid back. They have just rooms on the beach, and it might be a good place to go because I know a lot of singles will get that. They might not really want to go to the all-inclusives, and yet right. In Ocho Rios, there is a lot to do in the area. You know, the new bobsledding's there's some zip lining there. So there's a lot of activities that you'll be able to do. You're going to be
great.
Doing this kind of like working and then like we'd go away for the weekend, correct?
That's exactly what we're thinking about.
Okay. Now there's of course, hedonism, which is, all inclusive and that is for singles. And then there's another couple of properties, I think the Grand Palladium, I do send a lot of BFF weekends there, and they always come back, and that's a great time. But it really depends on whether you want to do the local non-inclusive or you want to do the all-inclusive. But I think I think you might want to try both, because then you'll be there and you'll really be able to experience both, and you'll get to know, well, I love that, I hated that.
Okay, that's great. There's a couple of suggestions I hadn't even considered. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Denise. Bobsledding in Jamaica? What's that all about?
I know.
Where do you get the snow?
The Jamaican bobsled team.
And so they've turned this into a tourist attraction?
Well, there's really no snow, but you go down this track in like a bobsled.
Fantastic. Ricky in Great Barrington. Ricky.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to share my happiness with the Copenhagen card that I got through my Lee Bank rewards program.
Okay.
So it cost me nothing, and it got me in everywhere. It got me into Tivoli. All the bus rides were free. All the train rides were free. All the tourist attractions you get right in. Sometimes you'd have to pay a little bit for a special tour, but that's okay. They do it for a certain number of hours. We bought the 120-hour one, I got two of them because we were there for 2 weeks. And it was tremendous. We saved an awful lot of money. And so check your bank rewards programs or your credit card reward program.
Oh, that's good. So just so many points, you exchanged it like you would do even a dining card.
Exactly.
Oh, I'll have to look into that. Thank you.
And I had two adults and one child. I think it was like 13,000 points.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Which seems like a lot of points, but it's just tremendous. It didn't cost me anything. I was really very thrilled with it. And I have another question.
Go ahead.
Which is, when you rent a car in Europe, when you rent a car in America, you own a car, drive a car, and have your own car insurance, you cross off the insurance on the rental car agreement. What about Europe?
It depends on the country. Some companies are very adamant. Ireland and Italy being two of them, that they do expect you to take, even if it's just the minimal. But again, I always say your travel insurance has extra car insurance. There's a rider that you can buy if you want even more extra car insurance. Hopefully you are taking travel insurance, because it's really important. Plus, again, try to use the credit card that has your most insurance. So between your travel insurance and your credit card insurance, you are really insured, so you just need to take the basic coverage.
Well, when I got the Copenhagen card with the rewards, that was just awful.
I'm sorry, Ricky. We're losing you there.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, we apologize. Ed in Hillsdale. Ed.
Oh, hi. I'm planning a trip maybe next year to Australia. And until recently, I just assumed I would travel to the West Coast and then probably to Hawaii and then south. But recently, I thought about going via South America, that is through through Santiago, Chile, and then there are flights across. Do you have any notion about whether one would be more expensive or more difficult to arrange? Because the other thing is, I can't take flights more than about 7 or 8 hours straight, so I wouldn't be able to go nonstop.
Well, my experience, and again, I don't love to give, advice of something that I haven't done, but my experience is definitely going through the West Coast. If you get into going into another country, you do get into more flights, and anytime you get into more flights, you definitely get into more expense.
Mm.
Also, we'd want to look, because you would be traveling through different countries. I don't know as far as the immigration goes, but I can't really answer that without actually, if you gave me the exact countries and the route and the time of year. And I would be happy to do that, but I sort of am not a guesser.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
Very wise not to be a guesser, and we appreciate that on the show more than you know. Mike in Bennington?
Yes, Bennington.
You're on.
Hello. I'm just calling about the caller that said about getting charged for the police doing a search for his name with the car company. First of all, I've had that happen here in the U.S. with Hertz. And I even actually ended up getting charged for the ticket, although the ticket was dismissed because I was handicapped and was parked in a handicapped spot, but they didn't see the placard. But Hertz still charged me, and I've never been able to get that money back.
Okay.
But in Europe, you can't change anything in the car contract, so they just simply won't rent to you, to the best of, every time I've tried.
Okay.
And in addition, many of those cameras are set up so that even if you go 1 kilometer over the speed limit, they will take your picture.
Mm.
So it might be that even though the gentleman thought he was being very, very careful, he might have just 1 second gone up a little over. Or it could have been that he was in the left lane for too long or anything.
Okay.
Because I spent a lot of time in France. I know they have, like, some really crazy things they give you tickets for.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Let's quickly go to Elaine. Elaine, I'm sorry. You only have about 15 seconds to ask your question. I apologize.
For Elaine?
Yep, you're up.
I work at the airport. Please do not travel to your cruise on the day of your cruise departure. I have so many people miss flights and then miss their cruise.
Absolutely.
Please use a travel agent. Use your
travel agent. Go pre-night.
Well, thank you very much, and that's a great way to end the program. One more time, Cindy McKean, how do people get in touch with you?
Cindy@McGeary'sTravel.com or McGeary'sTravel.com.
All right, Cindy McKean, a lot of fun. I hope you come back.
Thank you so much.
Support comes from Barry Price Architecture since 1996, specializing in buildings that integrate modernism and sustainability with regional materials and aesthetics. BarryPriceArchitecture.com. Edward Garbosik, certified financial planner, Havokin Wealth Strategies, Wilbraham, Massachusetts, providing customized financial retirement strategies for those approaching or in retirement, HavokinWealthStrategies.com. The 1850 House Inn and Tavern, Rosendale, New York, historic boutique hotel offering romantic Hudson Valley getaways, 11 guest rooms, modern amenities, expanded outdoor deck overlooking the Rondout River, the1850house.com. And Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years, BoydenandPerrin.com. Thanks again for listening and for calling. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Phones answered by Aubrey Mulvey, Jessica Blaustein Marshall, our producer. I'm Ray Graff. All right, tomorrow, it's a Food Friday. We talk berries and whatnot. Be with us.